Howdy, happy day. The coronavirus, it has done what no woman in the history of the world has ever been able to do. The virus has canceled all sporting events, has closed all bars, every establishment where you can buy booze pretty much, and it has kept all men at home. Hey, how's that for a big accomplishment? Son of a gun, who would have known? I'm pretty casual today. I'm at my beach house on the west coast in Canada and on the ocean. And we got here yesterday from the US of A. And there wasn't very much action at the border. In fact, my vehicle was the only vehicle there. We drove up. All the airplanes were closed or not running. I mean, what a mess. Pretty hard to get out of that country. Now we're here, we're in 14-day isolation, and I'm kind of stuck. I guess I'll be out on parole in 13 days from now, so we'll kind of see what happens. But I wanted to share a couple of things with you, you know, and firstly, this handshake business. You know, I still see people, and instinctively we all put our hands out, and I guess that'll change as we start to remember a little bit more as we go along. And you know, that's kind of like, hi, how are you to me? I don't know what else we can do but to try the salute. In the olden days, a salute was a sign of greeting, but of respect as well. So that's kind of interesting. That's something we'll do. Extraordinary times, it calls for, you know, extraordinary action, right? Extraordinary measures. And that's what's going on right now. I mean, this virus in the whole world is extraordinary what's going on. A country's crisis typically is short term, right? But the government and their solutions typically are permanent. They take your rights away, and rarely do they ever give them back. In a crisis, we expect and accept new limits on our liberties and our freedoms. It kind of goes with it. I mean, that's, you're supposed to trust your government. That's what it's all about, okay? Help us. We got a real problem here. Take our rights. We get it for a little while. The 14-day thing, we get it. We want to save lives and so on, but give us back some of our freedoms and liberties. And left-wing governments, though, they love crises, particularly a good crisis like this. It's a power grab opportunity, and they're making the best of this one, let me tell you. They never give back those rights, as I so often said. They're supposed to borrow them, and borrowing means you give it back. And they borrow, I guess. They think they're borrowing initially, but they're not borrowing, because it's an unparalleled economic intervention that's going on now everywhere in the world, but particularly in North America. The stats don't warrant this. It's spooky. I get it. The virus has a lot of real stuff. It is real. I understand. But there's also a whole bunch of hoaxy things happening here to go with it. And a lot of things we don't know yet, I understand it. But I understand a lot, I'm trying to understand. I watched a television show just last night, and a cop picked up a bad guy, or a suspect at least. He started to read him his rights, and he said, you have the right to remain silent, you have the right to an attorney if you can't afford one, and blah, blah, blah. It occurred to me that, you know, pretty soon you won't have to say that, because I don't know that we'll have a lot of rights anymore. This virus has really changed the way things happen in our world, and I don't think it's all for the better. I think a government, when they're taking your rights away, they need to stand up and say, we're taking your rights away now, but we're going to give them back. We're doing it because there's an emergency thing going on here. And so many states, provinces, and countries, though, they're not talking like that. They're just removing your rights and they're locking you up. California locked up 40 million people. That didn't take. It was only a couple of days later, people were out walking around. You can't do that. There's over 70 million people in America right now that are physically tied to home, physically, not literally, but they're not allowed to go out. The government said, hey, y'all got to stay inside. Okay, the virus, we don't want it to spread, but people are still people, and the percentages are so low. I think in the United States, it's like 1% or something of the people that are dying. Worldwide, is 5% or less. It's all terrible stuff. I know. But governments now are jumping in, and people, they're giving pushback. Should they? Could they do it more? Should they not do it? Probably not. I mean, you got to kind of be careful. The virus is a serious thing. I'm talking in circles a little bit. I guess I'm really concerned about our rights. I mean, I understand. I keep using that word because I'm trying hard to understand that you have to tell people what they can do and what they can't do. But I don't know. I can only hope that it lasts not very long. Let me end it on a lighter note, and I'll have more details here in a couple of days with this virus business. It's changing all the time. Last time I looked, which is earlier this morning, there was, I think, 750,000 cases in the world. That's a big number. Every day it does change. There's a lot of issues. Now, on the lighter note, are you still with me? Here it comes. I went to see my psychiatrist the other day, and And I was unhappy, and he's kind of my friend. He looked at me and said, "Oh, no." He says, "What's your problem?" And I says, "I'm so ticked off at my wife. I want a divorce." "You want a divorce? Why?" And I, "Hey, she drives me crazy. I mean, she bar hops every night. She goes from bar to bar to bar." And he looked at me and said, "Oh, I'm so sad to hear that. Why is she doing that?" And I said, "Well, she's looking for me." "Hey, y'all come back. See ya."